This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, 8:37 in the morning. I'm Khoo Chong, joined by Lin Mak and Sharad Abdullah. Some breaking news for listeners. Now, Brexit is on course to be delayed until the end of October under a plan to avoid a chaotic no-deal split. And that, of course, risks 6 more months of political uncertainty over Britain's ties to the EU. Now, this blueprint was hashed out during 6 hours of talks in Brussels and allows the UK to stay in the bloc until August the 31st. Now, moving from the UK to Libya, now we understand that in Libya there's been some issues there since the 2011 ouster of Muammar Gaddafi by dissident. A NATO-led government, or a NATO-approved government, the GNA, has been in power, led by Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. He's been there, but recently there's been a lot of incursions from opposing forces, and most notably by a general named Khalifa Haftar. He's a former general in Gaddafi's army. He's been leading military forces from the eastern side, and they're currently attacking the capital in Libya. And of course, this all matters because Libya is one of the biggest oil producers in the world.
Yes, so this move is looking, it threatens to plunge Libya back into civil war. So after Gaddafi fell in 2011, there was quite a significant power vacuum, and there were multiple factions trying to fill that vacuum. Khalifa Haftar is one. He is Egypt-aligned, and he is also allied with a rival government that currently sits in Tobruk. So that is a southern city in opposition to the GNA in Tripoli. So the UN estimates also that at least 4,500 people have fled their homes in and around Libya, and more than 500,000 children are deemed to be at immediate threat.
Yeah, so at the same time, Haftar has vowed to continue this offensive until Libya is, I quote, cleansed of terrorism. So in recent years, his allies have secured control of the oil crescent in the Gulf of Sirte that holds 4 major ports, which comprises of the major share of Libya's oil exports. So his attempt is to further control the West and put approximately about 300 to 400,000 barrels of oil under immediate risk.
Now, the issue really is that it's not really a clash of ideals and ideologies. Really, it's more an attempt to gain control of the power and wealth that lies beneath Libya's deserts.
Yeah, so there is that. There is also, so Khalifa Haftar is basically emphasizing security over democracy, right? So there was supposed to be a conference held in Tripoli next week to in order to set up an electoral framework for the country to have elections for the very first time, because Libya has no democratic history whatsoever. But that's obviously now off the table, because that's all been postponed because Tripoli is under attack. So it's very exciting times in Libya.
And of course, narratives are political in nature, and politically driven messages are sometimes what they are. But to get a perspective of what to expect in terms of oil prices, we talked to Ollie Hansen. He's the head of commodity strategy at Saxo Bank. Now, Brent crude has hit $71 a barrel, a 5-month high. How is the Libyan crisis going to impact oil supply?
Well, we're most certainly seeing the supply side currently supporting a continued rise in the crude oil price. We've seen quite a dramatic jump here during the first quarter, and that has extended into April. And it is a combination both of a crisis. We have concerns related to Venezuela and Iran due to sanctions, and now most recently also the pickup in violence in Libya has led to this latest move higher, where we've seen Brent crude move above $70.
Now, what is your short and medium-term view of the crude oil prices?
Well, in the short term, it's really all going to be depending on whether we see any further escalation in Libya, thereby having an impact on their ability to produce. We have seen their production being a roller coaster since Gaddafi's fall back in 2011. They recently hit a production above 1 million barrels a day, and that obviously could be impacted if we see the tensions or if we see the violence escalate. But what we also have to keep in mind is that most of the production cuts that we've seen recently has been voluntarily, primarily from Saudi Arabia, and if we see the price continue to move higher, we may start to see the willingness to maintain production cuts start to fade, because we are seeing crude oil prices rising at a time where global growth is not as strong as it has been in recent years, and that basically means rising oil prices will be a tax on the global consumer, and there is a limitation to how far flag can rise before it starts to have a negative impact. So in the short term, we could potentially head towards the $75 level in Brent crude. As we move into the second half, I think we will struggle to make it much higher. Potentially we could see it trade back down towards the mid-60s. So we'll probably try to find a range here around $70.
And what other commodities should we be keeping a lookout for?
Well, if we see a spike in oil prices due to the crisis in Libya, then it will start to have a negative impact on growth. That could have a negative impact on stocks, and through that a positive impact on something like gold prices and precious metals in general. So that could be from a positive perspective. From a negative perspective, if we do see any impact on growth, then growth dependent commodities like industrial metals may struggle, so that could have a negative impact on those. So potentially precious metal and industrial metals going their separate ways.
That was Ollie Hansen, Head of Commodity Strategy at Saxo Bank. Just as well that Malaysia has a cap on RON 95 petrol prices at 208, because $75 is the prognosis, according to Mr. Hansen, who shares the same first name as Manchester United's new manager. Okay, it's quarter past. In fact, it's quarter to 9 a.m, and we're going to be coming back in a few more minutes with a black hole known as FGV Envelder. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.